is a report coming out, coming from our friends from at Forrester Research, that is going to be talking next month. And it's going to be talking about a fairly substantial retailer-supplier disconnect. And it's going to be happening a lot sooner than most people fear. And, Nikki, how bad is it going to be?
Well, it's an interesting problem. So there's a lot of activity on the part of retailers to become more granular in their assortments by store. So trying to get much closer to the local customer in terms of the products that they put in the stores. And, you know, our research showed that 64% of retailers are planning on increasing the granularity of their assortments in the next couple of years, and 40% of retailers already put out product assortment at the regional or store cluster level. And then when you look at the manufacturer side of the equation, and this is not just from a consumer packaged goods perspective, but it also includes fashion manufacturers and suppliers, they're very much not prepared for that kind of granularity, especially given that 38% of retailers think that manufacturers are going to be the ones that are going to have to pack this kind of granular assortment and get it to the store, with another 20% that don't even know how they're going to get it to the store. You know, but then you look at the manufacturers, and they have no illusions about how this is going to work out. 62% of manufacturers think they're going to be the ones who end up having to pack these more granular assortments, even though they don't have that capability today.
I think you're right on with this. You know, the hottest product category right now in our retail IT consulting environment is assortment planning. And, you know, everyone's trying to get back to the future. Everyone's trying to create each store as if it is only one store in a chain of 1,500 stores, so that each one is local, each one has the right mix, the right ethnicity, the right sizing level, color palette, etc. Assortment planning is just white hot, and you know there are a number of different products that are out on the market that are all you know trying to mine this right now. You know, and it sort of started out in price optimization. You know, because we didn't ship the right product to the right location, then we had to get much more scientific in our pricing so that we could get rid of it. Because we shipped it to the wrong place, we had to price it in such a way that we could sell through faster. And people have finally woken up to the notion that if we shipped the correct product in the right assortment to the right location at the right time, then we wouldn't have to lower the price. And it's a big deal, and I totally believe that the manufacturers are not ready to deal with it. So I think you're right on with this. My thought process here is that as the networks get in place and that we're able to see things in real time, that we're able to run our chains as if we have one location. By that I mean if I had one location and I was out of stock or I didn't have the right colors, my customers would let me know. But in a chain of 1,500 stores, your customers don't let you know, they walk out. And, you know, we've created all kinds of science around pricing and very little science around, you know, planning the assortments correctly and shipping, you know, pre-packs and musical size runs, et cetera, rule the world right now. And, you know, that's the balance of power with the manufacturers versus the retailers. And the shift is going to come with the retailers are going to be in the power seat, and the manufacturers are going to have to serve that. You know, CPFR literally did not work, and it hasn't worked very well. And I think this new assortment planning war is exactly what we're going to see.
There's another sort of unintended consequence to it too, which I'm not sure that retailers have even thought through, or at least have definitely not figured out a solution to, which is when you have this unique, you know, unique by store kind of situation, how do you maintain the brand consistency? I mean, if I have a completely different assortment and I, you know, within some bounds, because there's going to be some base products that they carry in every store, but, you know, if I have to start differentiating, you know, this retailer's store location A versus location B based on what I want to get because it happens to be in two different neighborhoods, it's pretty dissatisfying as a consumer to have to think, not only do I have to know, you know, that I need to go to this retailer for it, but I have to know which store among this retailer's chains to go to get the product that I'm looking for. I think there's a lot of issues that still need to be worked out end-to-end on the supply chain in terms of how to execute this.
Well, sure. I mean, from a personal level, that happens all the time. I mean, I know for a fact there's certain stores that, you know, may be nationwide that might have three or four different locations, you know, in the city that I live in, and I know there's only one of them that I'm going to go to because the other two are either, you know, geared towards a different demographic or, you know, maybe just always run down or for those, you know, the out of stocks basically is what it comes down to, which is, you know, there's nothing that upsets people more than an out of stock is what I've learned from this industry.